Today's Bible reading comes from Numbers 14, verses 1 to 35. That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will devour them. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they." Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it. By your power you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of this land about it. They have already heard that you, Lord, are with these people, and that you, Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you put all these people to death, leaving none alive, the nations who have heard this report about you will say, 'The Lord was not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath, so he slaughtered them in the wilderness.' Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents for the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now." The Lord replied, "I have forgiven them as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of those who saw my glory and the signs I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their ancestors. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Since the Amalekites and the Canaanites are living in the valleys, turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea." Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, 'As surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall, every one of you 20 years old or more, who has counted in the census and who has grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But as for you, your bodies will fall in this wilderness. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this wilderness. Here they will die. Here ends the reading. I'll hand over to Reverend Chris now.
Before the sermon, let us pray. May the words of my lips and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, the Lord our God. Amen. Have you been grumbling? Have you been grumbling how COVID-19 has made you stay at home? How it has upset your travel plan and your program, and how the social distancing restrict your social interaction and your health. Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 14, do all things without grumbling or disputing. What is wrong with grumbling? Let us turn to Numbers chapter 14 and see how the Lord was so angry with the Israelites for the grumbling. When Moses led the people out of Egypt, went through the wilderness, and finally encamped at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. All this with miracles of our Lord Jesus, of our Lord. And the promised land, Canaan, is just in front of them. The Lord asked Moses to send some men to explore the land. And they came back with a report. The land does flow with milk and honey. But the people who live there are powerful. And the cities are fortified and very large. And all the people we saw there are of great size. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we look the same to them. All the Israelites heard about it. They grumbled against Moses and Aaron. In chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, they said, if only we had died in Egypt or in the desert, why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they wanted to choose a leader, another leader, to lead us back, to lead them back to Egypt. The Israelites have been looking forward to the promised land, the land filled with milk and honey. But they did not expect the land with powerful people and fortified cities. They would like to enter and settle in the promised land, in the land of Canaan. But they were fearful of fighting for the land. Many Christians are like the Israelites. In our spiritual journey, we look forward to the promised land, the new heavens and the new earth. Through our faith in Jesus Christ, but we find it too difficult and not willing to carry the cross to follow Jesus. We are so grateful to the Lord for adopting us as his children. However, we grumble when our Heavenly Father disciplines us for the wrongs we have done, and we complain about the tests of our faith. The Lord said to Moses in chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them. How long will these people treat me with contempt? It is not just this one time. It has been many times. In the eyes of the Lord, the root cause of the grumbling of the Israelites is not how big size the people were in the land, how fortified the cities were. The root cause of the problem is their unbelief in the Lord. Instead, they grumble. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder." They question the sovereignty of the Lord. They do not trust the Lord. They even questioned the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord. Why is the Lord bringing us here to die by the sword? They treated the Lord with contempt. Why do we grudge about the COVID-19? How it has affected us? Don't we believe in the sovereignty of God? Don't we believe in all things God works for the good of those who love him? I'm sure many of us can even recite the verse, "Trust in the sovereignty of God." If we do, why are we still grudge about COVID-19 or anything? When Moses heard how the Lord would destroy all the people with a plague, he interceded for them. He said to the Lord, "If he puts all the people to death, leaving none alive, the people of the land would doubt his power to keep his promise." He asked the Lord to live out his own words. Now, what are the words of the Lord? Well, you probably have read in Exodus, "The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people," Moses prayed. "Just as you have pardoned them, from the time they left Egypt until now. The Lord is truly abounding in love. He is faithful, and he's faithful to his words. He replied to Moses, "I have forgiven them as you asked." The Lord says to Moses, "As you asked." The Lord answered the prayer of Moses. Now many people will say, well, Moses was a man of prayer, and he had such a close personal relationship with the Lord. Do you want your prayers answered? Then you have to pray, not just once, but pray your life. You need to also have a good personal relationship with the Lord. But do you know there is also one thing which the Lord answers Moses' prayer? Do you know there is also one thing that Moses prayed to the Lord with confidence? He prayed to the Lord, knowing the will of the Lord, knowing who the Lord is, whom he is praying to. He knows that the Lord abounds in love. He knows the Lord is able to forgive those who sin against him. He has such confidence because he knows who God is. Is our prayer based on who God is or on our own wishes? When I heard the prayer of our sister Jeanette Swadi, I heard how she started with verses taken out of scripture because she believed that the Lord is holy, holy, holy. And that's why she's able to pray to this God who is holy. We all have learned about the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your will, God's will, be done. Do you know what the Lord's will is? Do you really accept God's will be done? Then why do you still grumble? The Lord would not wipe out all the people. However, he would not leave the guilty unpunished. He said to Moses in chapter 14, verses 28 to 30, "How long shall this wicked generation grumble against me? I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel, which they grumble against me. Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in the wilderness. Of all your number listed in the census from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me, not one shall come into the land where I swore that I would make you dwell." The Lord saying, the wicked congregation, how long will they keep on grumbling? The Lord will punish them. He will give them what they wanted in the grumbling. What did they say? "If only we had died in Egypt. If only we died in the desert. Okay? If only you died in the desert, so you will. They will eventually die and not see the promised land. The Lord is abounding in love, but he's also holy and righteous. He also says he will not tolerate his people continuing sinning. He will also not leave those who are guilty unpunished. But thank God he has provided us a way out of our sins. If we confess our sins, in fact today, we have the Holy Communion. In the Holy Communion, we remember how the Lord Jesus died for our sins, how he went to the cross for our sins. And you have heard, I read in the Bible, in 1 John, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And how does the Lord do that? John goes on to say, if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. We have an advocate in front of the Lord. He speaks on our behalf. He argues for our case. He will say to the Lord, I have died for your sin, my sin, for the sins of the whole world. If only we confess our sins, not only confess, but repent of our sins and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. When the people of Israel heard the report, yes, they grumbled, but not all grumbled. Joshua and Caleb were among men sent to spy the land. And he came back also with a report. Yes, the land is flowing with milk and honey. They did not grumble. In fact, they were very, very upset when the people grumbled. They're trying to pursue them, not to grumble. He says, the land which was passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. The protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Joshua and Caleb focus on the promised land. The land is an exceedingly good land. It flows with milk and honey. The Lord has kept his promise. He has brought them so far to the promised land. The people could see it. It's just a matter of time before they could enter into the promised land. And he will bring, God will bring the people into the promised land if the Lord delights in them. Well, how are they going to please the Lord? They must not rebel against Him, but believe in the Lord. They must trust the Lord that He will be with them. They should not be fearful of the people of the land. They were not grasshoppers. The giants were like bread to them. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank God that He has chosen us to be His people through our faith in Jesus Christ. He has promised us the eternal life in Christ Jesus. We are in our spiritual journey to the promised land, the new heaven and the new earth, where God will wipe away every tears from our eyes. There will be no more death, mourning, crying, or pain, for the old order of things will pass away. Last Friday, I just received the news about the death of a sister by the name Jennifer. She was baptized a month ago. She died of cancer. She had been struggling with cancer since she came to the church 2 years ago. But she waited and waited because she wants to be baptized after she had made the commitment to follow the Lord. And before she passed away, the last 2 weeks, she was in great pain. In great pain, she had to be admitted to the palliative hospital to be injected with morphine to reduce her pain. When her daughter rang me up on Saturday morning, he said, "Pastor Chris, my mom had passed away. She had passed away in peace. No more pain. No more pain." And that's what we are looking for, the new heaven and the new earth, where there is no more pain. Let us not grumble. Therefore, as a Christian, let us not grumble about going to the church. Let us not grumble having to attend the Bible study group. Let us not grumble that we have to serve in the church. Let us not grumble when we wait for our prayers to be answered. Let us not grumble when we are put to the tests in our suffering. Let us not grumble. Apostle Paul warns us how the Israelites grumbled against God and suffer the deadly consequence. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. "And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warning for us." The grumbling of the Israelites and God's judgment on them was a warning to us. Our grumbling ultimately is against God, against His teaching, and not believing in God. Some Christians eventually give up their faith and went back to the old ways of life. We do not want that to happen to us. Trust in the Lord. Stop grumbling. When we fall, we can always come to Jesus in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as we read the Bible, especially what happened to the Israelites, how they grumbled when they found out that there were giants in the promised land. They were worried, they're fearful of fighting with them because they did not trust you. And as a result, the Lord punished them for the lack of faith. Heavenly Father, many times when we encounter troubles, difficulties, obstacles, challenges in our faith, when our faith has been put to the test, we admit there are times when we grumble instead of coming to the Lord in prayer. Like Moses, Lord, we just pray that you help us to be like Moses, a man of prayer. Help us to have a close relationship with you so that we will not grumble. And even when we fall at times and grumble, help us to confess our sins, repent of our sins, and come back to Jesus and ask for the forgiveness. We pray that you will forgive us, strengthen us again to face the challenges ahead as we journey towards eternal life promised to us through faith in Christ Jesus. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Chris. Let us stop our grumbling.
Today's Bible reading comes from Numbers 14.